Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, June the 22nd of 2016. And the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat. Other message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, we are continuing with part two of the three-part series entitled Mammon. When we talk about Mammon, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about mind, which is your intellect, or philosophy, which we talked about in part one. We're talking about your muscles, which is your self-absorption, which is the over-dependency upon oneself, which is the desire to be seen, to be heard, which is dilemma, which is will. And last, we'll talk about money, which is your finances, or which is the desire for wealth. So these three things, the three M's, mind, muscle, and money, make up mammon. It's not that mind, muscle, and money are bad in of themselves. It's when the intention, or it's when mind, muscle, and money overrides faith, family, and finances. So the three F's must be more important than the three M's. Let me say that again. The three F's must be more important than the three M's. One more time. The three F's must be more important than the three M's. If not, my brothers and sisters, you're worshiping mammon instead of Yahuwah or instead of God. So when we talk about how this ideal of being self-absorbed or focusing on your outward appearance or focusing on muscle instead of focusing on family or instead of focusing on others is when we become self-centered, when we become self-absorbed. Now, the reason why this is so important, because there is a healthy amount of self-centeredness that you need. So if you are a self-centered person, it's called self-esteem. But if there is an over-preoccupation with oneself and one's own affairs at the expense of the three F's, if there is a preoccupation with one's self and one's affairs instead of your faith, instead of your family, and instead of your finances, that is the sign that you are being pushed by demons instead of being led by the Ruach or the Pneuma and the Holy Spirit. And it is this overindulgence, this preoccupation with the self, this preoccupation like I have been preoccupied with the promotion of my dream at the expense of my family, at the expense of my faith, at the expense of my finances. When you are solely concerned with your own interests, excuse me, when you are engrossed with your own welfare, when you are totally separate and centered upon yourself, it leads to a position that is called egotistical. You see, my brothers and sisters, when you become egotistical, then the ego is the foundation, or the ego is the false self. If you remove your ego, you remove you. So the ego doesn't want to die. In fact, the ego is fighting. Right now as I'm speaking, your ego is talking to you. Your ego is telling you, man, Brother Will is full of shiznits. That's what your ego is telling you. Your ego, because see, your ego is the thing that talks about, that boasts, that uplifts yourself. Your ego is your self-esteem. But the ego, again, is the false you. It's not the real you. But the ego in this society, in this culture, at least in the Western society and the Western culture, the ego is promoted at the expense of the self. This is called egoism, being egotistical. So if you have this ideal, and if you are, again, we're talking about muscle, which represents, again, you, which represents a preoccupation, which represents an excessive overindulgence of being totally self-centered and selfish. It is this excessive. Notice it is excessive. And notice it is objectable, meaning that it causes you to tend to be the object of worship. You want to be the object of approval. You want to be the object of everything that happens in your life. If you're not the object, if all the attention is not on you, then you want to have a pity party. That is the foundation, my brothers and sisters, of muscle. We talked about mind on yesterday's show, and it's very, very important because the mind is the thing that drives the muscle, and the muscle is the thing that drives the money. And if you don't understand that that three-stranded cord is not easily broken, that three-stranded cord of mind, muscle, and money overrides the three-stranded cord of faith, family, and finances. I'm not talking about something I read of a book. I'm living it as we speak. And if you don't understand this preoccupation, you might be self-absorbed. That means that you're more focused on being right. You're more focused on winning an argument than being instead of understanding the other person's position or the other person's point of view. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters. See, when we're talking about muscle, you have to evaluate yourself. You have to kind of listen or rate your listening skills, if you will. And lastly, you have to actually be aware of how other people feel instead of how you feel. Have you ever made a decision and thought to yourself, how is my decision going to affect other people? Do you routinely upset people with your behavior? Are you even aware of how the decisions that you make affect other people? Have you really stopped and slowed down enough and considered how the actions that you take affect other people that are attached to you? What if you're married? What are you doing right now? How does it affect your mate? What about your children? How does your decision-making process, whatever decisions that you make, how do they affect your children? How do they affect your mother and your father, your brother and your sisters, your aunts and your uncles? How does your decisions affect your faith? And how does your decisions affect your finances? See, if you don't think about that, that means you're, like me, self-absorbed. You see, my brothers and sisters, the characteristics of a self-absorbed person is very apparent. But you have to be aware of the nature. And you have to be aware of that. What do I mean? Like, when you get involved in a conversation, who does the most talking in the conversation? Like, when you're interacting with your friends, who does the most talking? Who seems to dominate the discussion, and who seems to want to steer the discussion, and who wants to focus on? Have you ever tried, when you talk to other people, do you find yourself always talking about your accolades and your accomplishments and your looks and your money? Do you find the conversation focusing on or being steered or some kind of way you have to validate your existence? Do you always find yourself always fighting to validate your existence? Do you find yourself having to speak up for yourself so that way people don't overstep or not see you? Do you have to always remind people of how many books you wrote or how many shows you've done or how many clients you have or how much money you make or what kind of car you drive or what kind of house you live in? Do you find yourself always having to pick up for yourself? That's a sign that you are, again, muscle. You're focusing on building up the body instead of building up people. See, it's not about building up your flesh. I'm not talking about your spiritual house. Now, if you want to build your spiritual house, you can do that all day, every day, 24/7, 365, nonstop. There's no, you can't overdo it spiritually. But fleshly, we're talking about the flesh now. So the first thing is conversation. That's what you can tell if you're self-absorbed by your conversations. Number two, the second way that you can tell that if you're focusing on muscle, if you're now, we're talking about not only going to the gym and working out and building up your physical body and health and stuff, that's all great, but is it a preoccupation? Is it excessive? See, your listening skills, number one, your conversation. Number two, your listening skills. See, self-absorbed people, they don't listen very well. You can always tell somebody that's self-absorbed because as soon as the conversation goes off of them, they're not interested anymore. A self-absorbed person will always talk to you as long as you talk to them or talk about them or feel loved, valued, and respected. Do you feel loved, valued, and respected? Those attributes in themselves are not bad things to basically pursue, but it is when you pursue that at the expense of your faith, your family, your friends, your finances. That is the hallmark of a person who is self-absorbed. See, if you are self-absorbed, you always appear to be listening to someone when they talk, but you're not doing what is called active listening. You're doing passive listening. A self-absorbed person will always listen to you, but they're listening to formulate a response. They are not listening to seek understanding. A self-absorbed person always have on the tip of his tongue a response to what you say. And usually it's an opposite. See, a self-absorbed person looking for the flaws in your speech. A self-absorbed person is looking for a position or a way in to interject, to show their superiority, to show their supreme gnosis, to show their supreme knowledge, just to show that they're more important than you. See, a self-absorbed person is a person that is always looking to appear superior because really they are inferior. See, a self-absorbed person is preoccupied with a higher status or a higher rank or a higher degree of importance. See, a self-absorbed person, they are looking for this, again, showing of consciousness. They're looking to show this feeling of being better than everybody else. See, a muscle-bound person, I'm not talking about physical muscle here, brothers and sisters, I'm talking about ego muscle. See, they are always yielding. They always want to show how superior they are in their intellect. A self-absorbed person always wants to show how superior they are in their intellect. Let me say that one more time. A self-absorbed, a muscle-bound person wants to always show how superior they are mentally. And tomorrow we'll break down how they want to appear superior financially. You see, my brothers and sisters, when we're talking about the three M's that make up Mammon, Mammon is a god of the mind, god of muscle, and god of money. And the way that Mammon oscillates or vibrates is he wants you to feel. The Bible says that a man should not think more highly of himself than he ought. See, we should not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Because humble, my brothers and sisters, is the ticket. I love the way it says it in Romans chapter 12. We start with verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore I urge you, brethren, on the account of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, holy and pleasing to God, which is your reasonable spiritual service. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to discern what is a good and pleasant, perfect will of God. Verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but to think of yourself with sober judgment according to the measure of faith that God has given unto you. See, the King James says it this way, brothers and sisters, Romans chapter 12, verse 3. In the King James, Romans 12, 3 says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but think soberly according to God, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, not a measure of faith. So my question today is, do you have the measure of faith? Do you have DC? Everybody, the Bible says that everybody has the measure. Now, what is your measure, my brother? What is your measure, my sister? Do you have the measure of faith that the scripture talks about in Romans chapter 12, verse 3? And what is this measure of faith? See, according to the scriptures, you know, when we look at this verse, the Bible is talking about this measure of faith. So it is the measure that God has distributed to each and every one of us. Let's read this verse from the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation says in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, because of the privilege and the authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us are measuring. So each and every one of us should measure whether or not we got too much muscle, we got too much self-centeredness, we are too self-absorbed, according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. So the standard that we're going to be talking about in the next series is what we should measure ourselves by. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you look at it, there are two facts that are apparent about this measure of faith. First, it is the standard by which we are correctly appraised. See, if you don't have that standard, if you don't have that standard, Jesus Christ, in your life, then it's easy to appear to be better than you are when you're absolutely are not. See, that's the mistake that I made, is that I had a standard, but the standard was not based upon the Word of God. And so the first thing that this measure addresses is the standard. And we're going to break down what this standard is in the next series, because without the over, under, and understanding of this standard, my brothers and sisters, then we're in trouble. So the first and most important thing is there is a standard by which we must correctly appraise ourselves. And this standard is meted out. This standard is given out by God, not by men. So you see, I don't know too many people who measure themselves against the Word of God instead of the books of men. See, each person has received his measure of faith. God has given it to everybody. So we all have been, again, given something that is designed to prevent us from thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought. Now, a self-absorbed person also, my brothers and sisters, has something else. Not only do they think more highly of themselves, they also think less of everybody else. So, number one, you have to check your conversation. That's how you know if you're self-absorbed. Number two, you have to check your listening skills. That's how you know you're self-absorbed. Number three, you have to check your mutual respect. You have to check your feelings towards others about how other people feel. Do you put yourselves in other people's shoes or other people's position? So a self-absorbed person, my brothers and sisters, never do that. At least I don't. I never thought about how my actions affect other people. And I'm a caring, I'm a kind person. But what is the difference? You see, that you can be caring and you can be kind, but you don't have respect. You know how you have respect for somebody? It's easy to see. Because if you respect somebody, you will never disrespect them. That means you will never do anything to them that you would not want done to you. If you don't respect the person, that is the fuel that allows you to disrespect the person. So you have to be aware of your feelings when you interact with other people. Those three things, again, are the hallmark of someone who's focused on mind, muscle, and money. Because if you focus on mind, muscle, and money, the conversation is always about what your dream is. See, if you're focusing on mind, muscle, and money, you ain't listening to nobody else. You study promoting your dream. You know, you don't want to hear nobody else's. See, if you're stuck on mammon, if you are consumed by mammon, if mammon is your God, if you have the spirit of mammon operating in your life, you are not aware of other people's feelings because you're too preoccupied with your own. And what makes you preoccupied with your own feelings is a lack of respect for others. So why do you disrespect other people? You disrespect other people because you are superior. And why are you superior? Why do you feel better than everybody else? Why do you carry yourself like you're more important than everybody else? Why do you think that your dookie don't stink? Because of your mind. So the mind, the intellect, now remember the Bible says something that is very profound about the mind. The Bible says that love builds up, and I have an entire series that breaks this down that I've done. So love, if love builds you up, what tears you down? So love builds up, but knowledge, what does knowledge do? Now we talked about the difference between knowledge and wisdom yesterday. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 says, Now, about food sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. But knowledge puffs up. Love builds up. The one who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know. So the moment you think you know something, that's how you know you don't know something. So 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2 says, anyone who claims to know all the answers doesn't really know very much. Wow. Let me say that again just in case you missed it. You ever met somebody that claimed that they know everything? I used to be one of those cats. Then I realized that there's some things I just don't know. Now, I can research it for you. I can try to find an answer to you for you. I can try to figure it out. But there's a lot of things I just don't know. A self-absorbed person, a person that's under the influence, he's been pushed by mammon instead of, again, being led by the Ruach and the Numa, that person knows everything. Can't tell him nothing. Yeah, I already know. I don't care what you try to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. Their response is, I already know. A self-absorbed person is a person that already knows everything. You can't tell them nothing. A self-absorbed person, a person who, again, focuses on his muscle, is a result of a person who has a particular mind or mental disposition. This mental disposition gives them this feeling of superiority and this self-centeredness and this self-absorption. And this being self-absorbed gives one this air of expectancy. And they just automatically assume that if I show up, everybody else has to bow down. And that leads them into this having this air. You owe them something. You see, a self-absorbed person thinks that the world owes them something. And they think you owe them something. And they expect you to bow down and kiss their ring finger. They expect for you to acknowledge their worth and their value, even though they don't acknowledge your worth and your value. See, this mind, muscle, and money, the money aspect of it is the result of the muscle. And the muscle is the result of the mind. And the mind, again, is the result of exactly what Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 says. Now let's close with Colossians 2, 8. Very important. Now, I know the scripture. I'm going to paraphrase. I highly recommend that you look it up for yourselves. In fact, this one is too late. Let me actually look it up so we can make sure that we don't leave nothing out. I love the way it says it in the King James. Let's read in the King James first. Colossians 2:8 says, beware. Notice how it starts out. Colossians 2:8 says, hey, look out, man. Beware lest any man spoil you. The New Living Translation says, don't let anyone capture you. So how do I capture you? How does mammon capture you? How did mammon capture me? This is how mammon captured me, Colossians 2:8, King James. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, that's mind, wisdom, and vain deceit, that's muscle, after the tradition of men, that's money, and after the basic rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. So how are you captured? How do you get captured? Let's read it in the New Living Translation, Colossians 2:8. Colossians 2:8 says, this is how you are captured. Right now, if you held hostage, you are held hostage because of don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies, number one, and high-sounding nonsense. Saying a bunch of words and don't mean nothing. That's number two. Number three, that come from human thinking. See, that's the mind aspect of it. Number four, and from spiritual powers of this world. Yeah, that's the muscle and the money aspect of it. Spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. Colossians 2:8, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. My anointed brother and my educated sister, don't fall for mind, muscle, and money. This is your boy, Brother Will Rogers, a.k.a. used to be known as Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is, some people call him Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is, some people call him Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the Numa, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.